is old LGO. On my side, and there's people. told me when I was young. And sat beside me, my only son. And listen closely to what I say.
Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, February 7th, 2018 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And thanks for coming along for the ride in spite of the technical difficulties we're having. For some reason, the last couple of days have been exceedingly challenging. This morning, for instance, technology that ordinarily just seems to work fine, seems to work just fine, is not cooperating at all. On Skype, for instance, we're calling each other back and forth and not seeing the calls on the other end, if that makes sense. So that's extremely frustrating, so I apologize for that. How can you anticipate things like that? So anyway, we'll deal with those challenges in the break, and in the meantime, move on I want to get back to the subject matter of yesterday's broadcast. I was segueing from propaganda to love, and the reason for that was, as I said yesterday, the propaganda that is being foisted upon the American people and really the world at large coincides with that letter from Albert Pike to Giuseppe Mazzini back in 1871, allegedly apocryphal as it may be. Life is proceeding along in precisely that fashion, and it's an anti-biblical fashion, particularly. So that should be something that gives us pause and some provocative realizations along the way. And one of the most provocative realizations is that love is under attack, basically. And there are a number of provocative passages in the Bible that corroborate this message. One of those most provocative, I would say, that really kind of corroborates this notion, comes to us from Jesus himself in Matthew 24. In Matthew 24, the chapter opens with the disciples asking Jesus a question privately as he was sitting on the Mount of Olives. Verse 3 reads, "The disciples came to him privately saying, 'Tell us, when will these things happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?'" These are the questions they ask. It's kind of a three-part question, all in one, sort of. "And Jesus answered and said to them, 'See to it that no one misleads you.'" That's how he began. So obviously it's important to be vigilant, which is why we emphasize that on this broadcast. But he said, "See to it that no one misleads you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will mislead many. You will be hearing..." And so if that's true, if the context of not being misled, the specific context is that many will come in his name, saying, "I am the Christ," then it's probably a good idea to be as acquainted with the authentic as possible, to be as familiar with the authentic as possible, so as not to be misled. Continuing, he said, you will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. "See that you are not frightened, for those things must take place, but that is not yet the end." Sounds familiar, right? Sounds like the letter from Pike to Mazzini, wars and rumors of wars. You know, you have three world wars outlined in a letter. "For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom." Again, the Balkanization of the world. "And in various places there will be famines and earthquakes." These are things that are easily engineered these days. I mean, when you think about the fact that geoengineering is a real phenomenon. And one of the best validations of that, I think, is the Space Preservation Act of 2001. I think it's H.R. 2977, the Space Preservation Act of 2001, and all of the kinds of weapons that destroy the Earth, and you know, that includes earthquakes, that are spoken of in this piece of legislation that was introduced into the U.S. Congress by Dennis Kucinich back in 2001. And this is technology that's been available and in use for quite some time, back in the 70s. Senator Claiborne Pell made the remark that now that we have this technology to create floods and earthquakes, we don't need treaties anymore. And the fact that Roundup basically creates a junkie out of the soil. You can see, Monsanto's Terminator seeds and things like that, you can see how famines can be engineered as well. And those are just a couple of the ways that these things can be engineered. And continuing, Jesus said, "But all these things are merely the beginning of birth pangs. Then they will deliver you to tribulation and will kill you, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name. At that time, and here's the key, at that time many will fall away and will betray one another and hate one another. Many false prophets will arise and will mislead many. Because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end, he will be saved. This is the gospel of the kingdom. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come." And so, because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold. And we're seeing that today. And much of it is, or I should say, could be attributed to the propaganda that is circulating. Because you can see, I've heard in conversations personally where people believe that a certain group of people behave a certain way, and those people are vilified, they're otherized, and persecuted in many cases without cause, really, beyond this propaganda that's circulating. One of the biggest, you know, and again, I mentioned in a recent broadcast that you know, if you see Donald Trump selected as Time Man of the Year, run for your lives. And in this, speaking of World War III, the Pike's letter to Mazzini, it's coming, and I mentioned that it's unfolding before our eyes. And I mentioned that I often refer to that letter from Pike to Mazzini, ostensibly apocryphal, as it may be, the 1871 letter. In the context, though, as I said previously, of the World War III scenario outlined by Pike, who do you suppose plays the part of Nazi Germany this time? And the hint I gave last time was, on today's geopolitical stage, which is the most bellicose Zionist proxy warmongering nation state on earth? And so to go a step further in that scenario, who are the Jews of the Third World War? What group of people is demonized and vilified beyond all others? And that would be the Muslims. And of course, there's some conflating of terms in there. I'll get into specifics, but then I want to get back into this matter of love. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I think we got it figured out, so I think we're in good shape. So anyway, on the conflating of terms, briefly, if you pay attention to what's happening today, America is the new Nazi Germany on the global stage of World War III, or the global stage set for World War III, and the Muslims are the new Jews. Now, in the context of World War II, Zionists and Jews were conflated, and they're not the same thing. I would submit that those that Jesus speaks of in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9 would probably be considered Zionists by today's standards. And so as Jesus said, they're Jews, well, excuse me, they're those who call themselves Jews but are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. And this is, you know, a sort of broad brush, arguably oversimplified approach to a very convoluted, much misunderstood discussion
but I'm going to do that anyway and kind of leave it at that. We've had that discussion. We've given treatment to that subject matter on several occasions, and I'm just going to leave it at that for now. So the point that I'm making, though, is that there was a distinction. There is a distinction between Zionists and Jews. They're not the same, but they are usually conflated on the geopolitical stage. That's still a point of contention, obviously, which leads to World War III and the, according to the ostensibly apocryphal 1871 letter from Pike to Mazzini. And so there's still some conflating, and in simple terms, Christians around the world, or so-called, think that they need to support Zionists and Zionism, and what some would more accurately call this thing called British Israel, which is not the same as Jacob's descendants from the Bible. Because you'll recall that Jacob had his name changed by God in the Bible to Israel. And so Israel was his descendants. And eventually, if you have enough of those descendants, it becomes known, you know, as a place, so to speak, because there are so many of your descendants hanging around. That's why you have, in certain instances, you know, you have towns named after people. So-and-so-ville or so-and-so-town, that kind of thing. So on the geopolitical stage, this time the Muslims are the pariah of the world. But it's not the Muslims in the same sense that it wasn't the Jews. That was conflated. This time, Muslims and political Islamists or the radicals are conflated. And it's interesting. Some folks will say, not all Muslims are terrorists, but all terrorists are Muslims, which is patently false. That is just not true. That would be as untrue as saying that not all Christians are Ku Klux Klan members, but all Klan members are Christians. I mean, it sounds outrageous when you phrase it like that. And so it's just as preposterous to say that not all Muslims are terrorists, but all terrorists are Muslims. That's just not true. If you understand Wahhabism and Salafism, which is kind of known as Wahhabism on tour, and it's deeply political roots, and the fact that Great Britain, the British intelligence architecture and hierarchy, identified Wahhabism very early on as a social virus and used it as a political weapon, you start to see that history starts to make sense. And this, of course, goes back past the Barbary pirates of our own dealing. So it's very important to understand. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour this Wednesday, February 7th, 2018, and I think we got it figured out. I think we got stuff dialed in. Anyway, so in the context of this ostensibly apocryphal 1871 letter from Albert Pike to Giuseppe Mazzini, you have the Third World War being fomented, allegedly, by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of Islamic world. This is becoming more and more the Saudis and the Wahhabizing or the Wahhabification of the entire world, really, spreading Wahhabism as a social virus to balkanize the world. These are the folks that are the puritanical fundamentalist radicals who, you know, consider themselves the only Muslims and everyone else is either a heretic or an infidel. If you're a Muslim and you don't believe, and they don't call themselves Wahhabis, they think that's a pejorative. They consider themselves Muslims. And when you talk to mainstream Sunni or Shia Muslims or really anyone else, they will tell you they're not like us. We're not, you know, they're not us and we're not them. So again, to say something like all Muslims are not terrorists, but all terrorists are Muslim, is patently false. It's just as false as saying that all Christians are not Ku Klux Klan members, but all Klan members are Christians. That's ludicrous. It's not true. But this propaganda that has been circulated obviously is leading people to believe that, but it's not true. If you understand the ideology, go, for example, as I've encouraged folks to do many times, go to the Wikipedia entry for the Salafi movement. What is Salafism? Well, read up on it. Watch some of those Frontline PBS videos that we've talked about. And, you know, go back to the Operation Cyclone Wikipedia entry and see. I mean, you have to go way back to understand how diabolical the folks were who identified this. You know, and you have Lawrence of Arabia and that whole story in the mix. This discussion goes way back. As I said in the last segment, the Barbary pirates were not Barbary pirates. They were Wahhabi pirates, to be more specific and accurate in this context. So the point is, it's an issue that we've actually dealt with before in America. Wahhabi pirates. And you know, it's funny, guys like Brian Kilmeade write books. He wrote a book about the Barbary pirates some years ago and conveniently left Wahhabism and Salafism out of his book. That's really curious. And most recently, he wrote a book about Andrew Jackson and curiously left out Jackson's loathing, which really should have been the centerpiece of his book, for central banking, having vetoed the renewal of the charter for the second central bank of the United States. And that was arguably Jackson's crowning achievement. Certainly, according to himself, he dedicated a majority of his farewell address, his lengthy farewell address, to the treatment of that subject and how odious the central bank was to the American people, and how there were intriguers working to try to maintain this foothold of central banking as a pretext to buying off folks in government and basically owning the government in the same fashion that quote indicates, you know, that alleged quote by a guy who changed his name to his daddy's money-changing business, the guy who said, give me control of a nation's money, and I care not who makes their laws, her laws. In that sort of fashion, Andrew Jackson said, that's not a good idea, and we shouldn't do that. Do this. And history is replete with enough examples that I trust you won't do this again, America. So it's convenient, again, that Brian Kilmeade left that out of his most recent book, but I digress. Anyway, what do I know? I'm no Fox News host. So you have this social virus called Wahhabism. You can go back to the Operation Cyclone Wikipedia entry and see. Operation Cyclone was the code name for the United States Central Intelligence Agency program to arm and finance the Mujahideen. If you go back to, Operation Cyclone was the code name for the CIA program to arm and finance the Mujahideen. And the program, the Wikipedia entry says, leaned heavily towards supporting militant Islamic groups that were favored rather than less ideological Afghan resistance groups, not religious. You hear that? Leaned heavily towards supporting militant Islamic groups rather than other less ideological Afghan resistance groups. Why radical militant Islamic ideologues. Why? Who were they really? I think I'll edit that and say, you know, Wahhabi and Salafi groups, because that's the truth. And folks will say, yeah, but Chris, that was, you know, that was the late 70s into, you know, through the 90s or through the 80s, basically. So what does that have to do with today? Well, the Mujahideen splintered off and became all of these other groups. In fact, you can go to Robin Cook's Guardian article, the article in the Guardian titled "The Struggle Against the Struggle Against Terrorism Cannot Be Won by Military Means." It's a brilliant article. I believe it was the article that got Robin Cook killed. Less than a month after it was published, he was dead. And, you know, he was apparently healthy before he wrote it. So Friday, July 8th, 2005, the day after the London 7/7 bombings, Robin Cook wrote the article, "The Struggle Against Terrorism Cannot Be Won by Military Means." And he wrote in that letter, "The danger now is that the West's current response to the terrorist threat compounds the original error. So long as that struggle against terrorism is conceived as a war that can be won by military means, it is doomed to fail." And he's absolutely right. But you know what? Failure in this context is precisely what has been planned. Why? To wear the world out, to exhaust the world on this war nonsense. "The more the West emphasizes confrontation," he wrote, "the more it silences moderate voices in the Muslim world who want to speak up for cooperation." That's what I'm getting at. These people who want to speak up for cooperation, the real Muslims, are saying, whoa, we're not with those guys. They're not with us. And stop bombing us because you think they're with us or something. Please stop bombing. Please. By the way, the Trump administration has picked up where the Obama administration left off, which picked up where the Bush administration left off. And so you see where this is going, right? Bush or the Trump administration is now dropping record numbers of bombs, just like Obama did. So who knows? Maybe Trump's going to be nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize soon, too. But continuing, Robin Cook wrote, "Success will only come from isolating the terrorists and denying them support, funds, and recruits, which means focusing more on our common ground with the Muslim world than on what divides us." Why are the Saudis still allowing their propaganda to funnel out into the world, mainly over the web, you know, their textbooks and their teaching material and stuff? And why are they still sending imams to start schools in mosques, Wahhabi imams to start Wahhabi schools to teach Wahhabism, and in the process, basically train recruits? And why are we allies with a country that does that? This ideology is responsible. I mean, again, going back to the Salafi movement Wikipedia entry, if you go down to the section titled "Views on Extremism," it says, still today, Salafism is sponsored globally by Saudi Arabia, and this ideology is used to justify the violent acts of jihadi Salafi groups that include Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Boko Haram, and Al-Shabaab. Do you realize that the black flag of jihad is basically Saudi Arabia's flag, just with a different color on the background? Do you realize that? I don't think most Americans realize that. And more importantly, it represents the Wahhabi ideology that Saudi Arabia is essentially built on in part. And that's no exaggeration. You go back to the mid-18th century, the mid-1700s, and you have the alliance of Ibn Abd al-Wahhab with the House of Saud. Because Wahhab was a cleric, if you will, or a Muslim, you know, a Muslim cleric, basically, is kind of the idea. I would say he was more of an ideologue and a charlatan, but I digress. And the House of Saud was the political side of the discussion. So you have the religious figure and the political figure in the House of Saud. And so the House of Saud identifies this Wahhabi guy as someone who's very good at controlling people, which is why we hear, you know, no, there shouldn't be, there should be separation of church and state. We shouldn't be like that. Wahhabism is the official religion. In America, unfortunately, Scientism is now the official religion because the technocrats have usurped and hijacked the country. But I digress. Anyway, so you go back that far to the mid-1700s and you have this alliance coming forward. The House of Saud, the alliance was this. The House of Saud says this ideology, Wahhabism, which is a Sunni Muslim cult, really, cult ideology, is really good at controlling people and drawing a clear line between the us's and the them's, you know. So we will create this alliance. We'll make Wahhabism the official religion. And you will be our cleric, basically. It's this alliance for political gain and power. And coming forward, that alliance still persists today because it is very effective in controlling people. And along the way, again, British intelligence realizes this is a great way to control people and to balkanize people. So it was weaponized and used as a social virus to balkanize the Ottoman Empire over about 250 years. And it's still happening today, actually. Anyway, so Salafism is sponsored globally by Saudi Arabia, and this ideology is used to justify the violent acts of jihadi Salafi groups that include Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Boko Haram, and the Al-Shabaab. Include, but not, so that's including but not limited to. In addition, Saudi Arabia prints textbooks for schools and universities to teach Salafism, as well as recruit international students from Egypt, Bangladesh, Indonesia, Africa, and the Balkans to help spread Salafism in their local communities. Do you see a potential problem? You know, on top of this, we have Saudi billionaires giving schools like Yale, you know, Ivy League universities, grants in the millions, $10 million grant to Yale, for example, for Islamic studies, they call them, but it's really Wahhabi studies. Problem? Possibly? So folks will say, but what does this have to do, you know, with these folks who, you know, we would presume to call terrorists, that the mainstream press calls terrorists? Well, again, Operation Cyclone leaned on recruiting these folks, and from the Mujahideen, the Afghan Mujahideen that the CIA armed, financed, trained, equipped. You fast forward and back to Robin Cook's letter in 2005. What was the original error? The danger now is that the West's response to the terrorist threat compounds that original error. What was that original error of which he spoke? Backing up a paragraph, he says, throughout the 80s, Osama bin Laden was armed by the CIA and funded by the Saudis to wage jihad against the Russian occupation of Afghanistan. Al-Qaeda, literally the database, Robin Cook writes, was originally the computer file of the thousands of Mujahideen who were recruited and trained with help from the CIA. And there you go. That is a point that has been largely occluded from history. Al-Qaeda, literally the database, that was originally the computer file of the thousands of Mujahideen who were recruited and trained with help from the CIA. So why don't we hear about that anymore? So the database is what Al-Qaeda is. It's the CIA database of Mujahideen fighters. And of course, that's splintered off into all of these other groups that have all had help to this day. Even the, you know, the old MIHOP or LIHOP, make it happen on purpose, let it happen on purpose. You know, most recently, the DIA memo proves the LIHOP scenario. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Welcome back. Hopefully all of that makes sense. That's a background. It's kind of a long-winded background to the point that Jesus made that I would say is being engineered, the condition that's being engineered today, identified in Matthew 24, chapter 24, verse 12, because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold. I think that's an engineered condition. That word lawlessness in the Greek is anomia, which translates to iniquity, unrighteousness, transgression of the law, the condition of without law because of ignorance to it or violating violation of it, contempt and violation of the law, iniquity and wickedness generally is the translation. And so this is an engineered condition. I would say that in America, the hard-heartedness corresponds to that, correlates to that, and is, again, engineered. This hard-heartedness is engineered, and largely through the propaganda I spoke of in the last couple of days. And again, these folks that we hear that are terrorists should not be conflated with Muslims. They should be, as Robin Cook pointed out, they should be singled out and separated. Success will only come, as he pointed out, from isolating the terrorists and denying them support, funds, and recruits, which means focusing more on our common ground with the Muslim world than on what divides us. Don't allow yourself to fall prey to this propaganda that would seek to balkanize us against ourselves, essentially, and the world, that will increase this lawlessness. And the point that I'm getting at as far as lawlessness is concerned is really we become lawless when we allow ourselves to fall victim to this mantra that guys like Donald Rumsfeld have told us. You know, we have to align ourselves with people you wouldn't want as your neighbors, these dangerous people around the world. Donald Trump's talking about MS-13. When is he going to talk about the School of the Americas that trains these folks, sends them down to recruit more folks south of the border, and then come back under various clandestine military and intelligence channels? When are we going to talk about that? There really is no legitimate terror threat anywhere in the world. This is a boogeyman that was entirely manufactured to scare people in strategy of tension fashion, and to complete the kind of engineering that the propaganda I spoke of from the Hidden Persuaders seeks to bring about. The social engineering, that's what it's accomplishing, and it's all in accordance with Pike's letter to Mazzini. So when it comes to this lawlessness, you know, again, Matthew 24, verse 12, because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold. So we hear from folks like Donald Rumsfeld, well, you know, we have to become terrorists, because the only way to combat a terrorist is to become one. You have to become more barbarous than the barbarians that threaten you. And that sounds exactly like what Pike wrote when he wrote, "We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists." I've said it before. The nihilists want to destroy everything, all social convention, all traditions, all social moorings and constructs. And the atheists do not value the sanctity of life, generally speaking. "We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and the most bloody turmoil." Then what? Here's the reaction. And this is why guys like George Friedman say Hegel is my favorite philosopher. "Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves," and while we're at it, Michio Kaku says that he espouses the God of Spinoza. "Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization." And then what? See, this is where it's all this dialectic domino effect falling forward. We'll talk more about that and get to the point of love in the second hour, coming up right after this short break. We'll be right back.
Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.